get ready to aim true and hit that target with the Bowman Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of archery, hunting, and all things outdoors. Whether it's tracking down that elusive elk, bagging a trophy buck, or honing your skills at the gym, we've got you covered. With decades of experience, we're not just talking the talk, we're walking the walk. So, lock and load.
Locked and loaded.
Because we're not just aiming for the bullseye, we're hitting it dead center. Get ready for laughs, camaraderie, and a whole hell of a lot of testosterone. The Bowman Podcast, where the hunt never ends, and the stories are always legendary. And now your hosts, Paul Romano Jr., Troy Forrester, and Cedric O'Hara.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Bowman Podcast. We have Mr. Noel Evans here, Final Descent Outdoors, Ethics Archery, Ramrod, Serious Archery Products. How you doing there, sir?
Doing good. How are y'all?
Great, great. Nice new hat you got going on there. What's that, Scent Thief?
Scent Thief, yes, sir.
Ah, Troy and I might have something brewing there with Scent Thief in the background. So, be pretty cool coming up.
Yep, that's good stuff, man.
So, oh yeah, it works.
Looking forward to using the wafers down in Canada when I go down there in 2 weeks. That's gonna be awesome.
Oh yeah, just don't spray it anywhere near the bait. We want them to smell it.
Yeah, so. That's why I'm using the only reason I'm using wafers. But yeah, also can't take the bottle on the plane. So
yeah, that's true. Well, you know, we will have those restrictions still. So
yeah,
sorry, my kids are riding ATVs and they like keep going by the glass door in the back, and every once in a while I just see like a whoop come by, and I'm like, what is that? Well, Mr. Troy Forrester, your hiccups are gone. It's nice to see.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was battling him for a while, trying to put my son to sleep, and he was laughing and asking me what was going on. And but here I am. I made it. I survived.
Yep. And, putting him to sleep with the hiccups didn't work too well. I'm sure he was like, ah,
look at you. He was enjoying it. That's for sure.
All right, Jake, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks y'all for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. I'm loving the hat, man. Did you make that yourself? Did someone make it for you?
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for making it, but no, I just purchased this from a trapper. And
even when better.
When ordering it, I was like, extra large, please. So
there you go. That's it. My dome's pretty big too. So, you know, got to deal with that.
But oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, you look like a Steve Rinella lookalike. You ever get that?
I can confidently say that's the first time I've ever heard that in my life.
Really? Yeah, you look just like him, man. Throw the hat on.
Take a cocoon on the head.
Yeah. it's more than that. It's more than that. All right. Well, we're going to have a good episode here tonight. We're proud to have you on. We've been seeing you all over the place and what you're doing here with your mini mounts. And we're pretty excited. I know, Noel, you got one made, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. It should be getting closer another week or two or whatever.
Awesome.
Not sure what the lead time was on it, but I got it in a little later in one too. So
what deer did you have done? That guy?
Yeah. Your favorite deer.
Yeah. You're going to send it to me so I can, you know, you can brag a little bit more.
Yeah. No, it's going to look cool on my desk at the office, you know, that way I got him there in here.
Yeah,
and then awesome. I was talking to Jake too. I got another deer that 138-inch deer I killed a couple years ago that I didn't mount, that I just have a year on. But I've been looking for something to hold my cards, my business cards, that would be cool, you know, outdoor related.
Yeah.
And I texted Jake one day. I'm like, hey man, what about making a smaller one? He's like, dude, I do it all the time. I'm like, man, that is sweet. So to have a deer that you actually killed, you know, made smaller and can hold all your business cards, that's pretty daggum cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, I don't have that problem with deer I kill and having to make them smaller. They're pretty small as they are. So
that wall behind you is telling a different story. I don't know.
Well, those are my grandfather's. He passed away here last year, and we finally got him out of the house, and I made a shrine for him. So they'll stay there for forever. So
awesome.
Mine are upstairs in the great room, and I got some bears over there. But we got mounts everywhere. But I got to ask, man, I mean, how did you get into this? What started it? I mean, obviously I know kind of like the go around here, but I mean, I think it's pretty freaking awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, I appreciate all the kind words and I appreciate you guys watching all that we're doing on social media. It means a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it was some grand story as to how I got into this, but really, I was just laying in bed one night after both my father-in-law and I had a really good season. We both got big bucks. This one, actually, this one I got. And I was just laying there going, golly, I wish that he could enjoy my mount and I could enjoy his, because we were both there together. Mm-hmm. We drug him out together, everything. It was a great experience. And I just wish that I could just hand him off my mount. But then selfishly, I was like, I really want him in my house.
Can you show him? We can't see him. We only see his chest. Yeah. Ah, there you go. There's a nice one.
Yeah.
The South Carolina deer?
Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Nice. Even better.
So I was laying in bed one night and those thoughts were just going through my head. And I already had a little bit of experience in 3D modeling and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, there's got to be a way I could just replicate these and make them smaller. And then the idea came to my head. I jumped out of bed. I stayed up all night trying to figure it out with one of my Euro mounts. And then the next morning, my wife woke up and I was still working away. And I go, I got it. And she looks at me and she's like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you have?
Yeah, you better have coffee. That's what
Yeah, right. And yeah, so that after that, kind of just did it low key. I didn't think anybody would ever buy them, honestly. And then one day I was just like, you know what? I'm going to post one of these on social media. And just like, it was like a South Carolina hunting group and it blew up. And literally ever since then, I have been busy constantly. So
awesome.
Quite a blessing. That's
actually a cool story though, on how it started, you know, with you and your dad doing that and leading into this. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I know. I want to do every single deer that he's ever gotten. It's on my to-do list to just have a shrine of his deer kind of right there.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, I was when we were talking about having you on and Noel brought it up, and I was thinking my dad's brothers, he's got two of them. One of them lives in Kentucky and he's got property there. So my other uncle went down and hunts all the time and he shot, you know, some big deer, 170s, 180s. So he shot a 174 a couple of years ago, had a weird, like, squiggly horn like this and brought it to the taxidermist. And after like 8 months, the taxidermist ended up burning down and lost everybody, everything. You know, we don't know if it was an insurance job or what it was, but basically everything was gone. Wouldn't give deposits back, nothing. So all we have is pictures of this deer. So I'm like, I'm like, I wonder if I can send you a picture and have you, you know, replicate it. And at least he'll have, you know, basically something that he never had before.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the services we offer is the mini mimics. And it's for specific things like that, like lost, theft, or even a lot of people who got like their dream buck on a game cam and then their neighbor got it. And they're like, oh, but I want something to remember him by.
Yeah.
We offer that. But, you know, before doing this, I didn't realize how prevalent like house fires and just fires in general. Yeah. It's every single day. I think I have at least three people reach out and say, I lost my mount in a fire. Will this picture suffice? It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I really never thought of it either until that happened to him. And I was like, man, you know, and then while you start talking to other people and it just happens more and more and more. And,
right.
You know, I just, you know, you couldn't imagine. I mean, these things cost, you know, depending on where you are, between $600 and $800 a mount. And then,
right.
You know, a memory that will never go away, that lasts a lifetime. And now all of a sudden it's gone and you get to bring that back to life. Like that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. That's the best part of it. When we make these mini mounts and the people get them and they send pictures of them or they get them and they send videos of them, hold them in their hands. And they're like, you have no idea what you just did. Like, oh, it just feels so good.
Awesome.
So I can see that being really neat for like parents and their children also, you know, like if, father and son go out and they shoot a buck or whatever, and you want, like, I have little ones, obviously, and I wouldn't necessarily want to put the mount in their room because who knows what's going to happen to it. But you could get, you know, you could get a mini mount made and let them have at it, if you will. Let them keep it where they want to keep it. So,
I mean, really the possibilities and like the circumstances to use them are endless. We have people who, five or six guys go out on a elk hunt and, you know, only one person gets to take the rack home, but you can get replicated mini mounts of it and everybody gets to take it home. So the uses are endless. And so it's really a fulfilling job.
Yeah. Also, like Troy, like, you know, yours, you shot here, like, while, you know, you did the skull plate and whatever, but like, if you wanted to get, you know, it was borderline mounted, not mounted, whatever, but at least you wanted to, you can have an option to say, okay, well, you have the antlers on the wall, you know, and now you have a replica mount of it and you get a little bit of the best of both worlds there. That's pretty cool.
That'd be really neat.
Also, like, you know, target buck that you never get, like you were talking about earlier, somebody else never might get it, but also just finding sheds and being able to recreate that deer with the sheds.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's the cool thing is we can turn Euros into shoulder mounts into Euro mounts, sheds into any kind of mount, and any kind of mount into sheds. So the possibilities are endless with what you could do. We have a lot of people who would just find one singular shed and they want a Euro mount. So we'll just mirror it to the other side and make them a whole Euro mount just out of one shed. So it's, the customization and the options you have, endless with us.
Probably, yeah. It probably just kind of depends on your, you know, imagination and creativity on your end on what you can create for them at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. We have a lot of cool, unique stuff coming out, like really cool stuff that I'm excited about.
Uh-oh. Nice. But that's pretty cool because, like, with this deer here, you know, obviously that's a deer you don't want to just waste on a Euro mount, but I love Euro mounts. So that's when I talk to Jake. I'm like, hey, it's a shoulder mount, but I want it to be a Euro so I can have the best of both worlds. You know,
there you go.
Right.
So 3D modeling, right? So is this obviously scanned into a computer, run through software, replicated, and then is it 3D printed or is it hand modeled or what's the...
Yeah, so...
Without giving away too many secrets.
I'm going to beat around the bush pretty severely right now, actually.
There you go. Good.
Yeah, all we need to make it, to make the replica, is just a quick video off your phone, which is, I think, really what sells it for a lot of people, because just, you know, that's no effort at all. It's not this huge process. We don't have to have the mount. We don't have to do anything. Literally just a video. And then, I process it out and build it out myself in 3D. And then it's processed out and then hand painted, and it's all used, it's using a super reinforced plastic, which is heat resistant, drop resistant to an extent. You know, the hard part about these is if they land straight on the skull, they're going to be fine. But if they like hit the tip of the antler just right, you know, there's not a lot of meat there. So it will break if it falls right there, but it is reinforced plastic. It survives South Carolina summers when the car is like 130 degrees. So
nice.
They're very durable.
Awesome. So how do you go about, so if hand painted, right? So you're taking the picture or the video, or whatever, and you're trying to replicate that image as much as you can. So obviously there's some work and craft that goes into this. Are you sitting there painting every one, or you got an artist?
I model every single one and I hand paint every single one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. Up until 3 minutes before this podcast, I was painting. And as soon as this podcast is over, I'm going right back.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's funny. I texted him the other day because he posted something on social media about he was up till 2 a.m. working on your mounts. You know, I'm getting them to you. I'm working on them. And I texted him, but I forget what I texted him about. But anyway, he's like, yeah, and I got a regular job too. I'm like, what? I thought you were doing this full time if you're staying up all night long, you know? And he's like, no, I'm going to work and coming home and doing this. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
I've got a 9-to-5 that I do every single day, and then I do this on the side. And I'm my work hours. This is not an exaggeration. I'm working from about 7 to 8 a.m. to 4 a.m. every single day. And I've been doing that for the last 3 months.
Burn yourself out, buddy.
Yeah.
That's the thing is everyone says that, but I just wake up in the morning. I'm like, Jake, you've got unlimited energy. I just tell myself that. And I, until I start petering out, I'll start slowing down then. But I think I love doing this so much that, you know, I wake up and I'm like, this is awesome. Like,
that's cool.
I get to see so many unique animals, so many species across the world. I'm working on an alligator skull right now while an elk skull is sitting right next to me, while a markhor skull is sitting next to me. It's like, this is the coolest. So I think I enjoy it so much. So it just gives me so much energy to do this every single day.
Now, you did mention you have a wife. What does she think about those hours? I got to bring that up because my wife would be like, son, you ain't doing this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not the biggest fan of the hours, but she is probably the most supportive person in the world when it's coming to this mini mounts and the other hunting business that I'm running on the side. She's honestly kind of taken over some of the stuff as like a secretary for me. So while I'm painting away or 3D modeling away, she's like, coming up, sign this, do this, you have a podcast this day. It's actually pretty nice.
Nice. Good balance there.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the other hunting industry thing that you got going on?
So that's Raccoon Rigs. That's not launching until July of this year. Can't say too much yet, but basically, what can I say? I invented a tree climber that is quieter, faster, and lighter than anything else on the market. I've been using it for two years now. I can't go back to anything else. So hoping to take that industry by storm too.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Stay tuned.
Can't wait to see that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
If you can't answer this, that's fine, but is it in use with like a saddle? Is it what's
yep.
the, okay.
Saddle.
Perfect.
Yep. I'm a public land hunter. So I saddle hunt. That's pretty much all I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know about y'all, but when I'm on public land, I'm typically hiking a few miles into the woods and carrying the ladder stand or sometimes or the big metal climbers. I was about 3 miles into the woods one day and I was like, there has got to be something better than this.
Well, Jake, this is something we talk about on here all the time. You know, Paul and I, we don't do saddles. We're too fat. Yeah, this is all there is to it.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a 2.0 because I got Benny at Buzzard Roost. He's hooking me up with a saddle, and mine's going to be 1.5 feet off the ground.
Chair at that point.
We're going to put it. We're going to put it in the Mac and make it look like I'm 25 feet up in the air, and we're going to go from there. But
perfect.
I'll be grilling sitting saddle.
In a saddle. With a blind around him because he's probably 2 feet off the ground.
They say it's comfortable. So.
That's funny.
Oh, that's funny. That's awesome. So let's go through a little bit of like the pricing tiers on some of these things. So someone comes in, like, let's go from basic. Like, would you replicate like just a shed antler? Like if someone wanted a mini version of a shed antler, probably the smallest thing you would do up to what, shoulder mount, full body, or is it endless?
Yeah, so the most inexpensive thing that we offer is actually single color Euro mounts, like this one. This is a gold bighorn.
Okay.
So the single color Euro mounts are actually the least expensive. They're only $20. They start at $20, and that's a replica of your animal. It's not just some stock animal. That is your animal.
Got it.
And then it goes all the way up to the mini mimics, which we talked about, which is a complete brand new reconstruction of an animal based off a picture. So that's the highest. But yeah, I mean, you can get racks for, I think, starting at $40, exact replicas of the painted ones. And so, I actually battled a lot with pricing because I wanted this to be accessible to everybody. I didn't want to be like, I didn't want to have the prices be so high that someone who desperately wanted to have their hunting memories live on or give their hunting memories to their, in my case, father. I didn't want the barrier to entry to be money. And especially in this economy, I was like, it would just keep me up at night if I just made the prices insanely high. So I actually have people coming at me all the time saying, you know, you're getting so many orders, raise your prices to slow it down a bit and you're still going to get orders. I'm like, no, get out of my face with that. I want everybody to be able to do it. And that's why what people say is our prices are so low.
Yeah. Really cool. Well, I mean, the one that I got from him, I believe it was $90, right, for a 6-inch?
Yeah.
That's what it was. I remember correct? Yeah. But to me, I mean, heck, that's a good deal. Now, you're right. Some people may look at that and go, oh, I can't afford that. But if you have something that means that much to you, like, I mean, I paid $835 for him to, you know, to have that at my office, too. It means a lot, you know, so it's yeah, worth it to me.
And you could get an exact replica of him in gold for $20. So
see there is
ways to get them.
That was really cool, that little ram, that gold ram you held up. Like, what's the, because obviously the people listening, some of them will be able to see it, but some of them won't go look at it. Like, what's the sizes? Like, so that's about how big?
Yeah, so the smalls are around 2 to 2.5 inches, and the reason that I give that buffer is because, you know, some animals have antlers that are straight up.
Yeah.
Some of them are super wide. So I don't want the sizing discrepancy to be too big amongst them all. So I just kind of fit them in there where they all look around the same size. So smalls around 2 to 2.5 inches, mediums around 4 to 5 inches, larges around 5.5 to 6.5 inches. And then our extra larges are around 9 inches.
Now, would that be like a cube? You know what I mean? Are you talking in like a three-dimensional like cube space?
Yeah. So it's from the widest point. So whatever the widest point of the animal is, that's where the size is going to go. So it's which is admittedly tricky, because when you have something like an elk whose antlers are taking up most of that mass, the skull comes out looking real small, but it's still 9 inches. It's still big. Whereas when people get the extra large whitetail, that thing looks huge because it's taken up that 9 inches. The extra large euros are almost the same size as the euros. It's actually pretty funny, like the skull size. That's why we have different sizes as well, because if you got, I mean, people do still get like small elk, which their skull comes out to be like that big because the antlers are taking up the 2 inches.
Yeah.
So we wanted people to be able to customize it as much as possible with sizing, style, with the single color or the painted accessories, with the stands or the loops. We just, like I said, I wanted the barrier to entry to be non-existent. I want everybody to be able to enjoy their hunting memories. And so I just constantly am thinking of new ways to make it better for everybody. Yeah.
Can you show us one of the ones, the elk that you have there in the background, just so whoever's watching on video can kind of get a little bit of an idea? So that would be a 6-inch or 9?
This is the 9-inch elk versus a 6-inch whitetail. See the difference? Yeah. The whitetail looks huge.
The skull,
but if you compare the antlers.
Okay. Yeah, you can see it when you hold it down.
The widest point is way larger than the widest point on this one.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's a good size. I mean,
yeah, that's cool.
And then this is the 2-inch white tail. So
those are like perfect for like a desk.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the one that this is actually the exact one that I use to hold my business cards.
Nice. So now the stands as well. Do you offer the stands for them?
Yep. So you can purchase extra. Because a lot of people don't want stands or they don't want loops. So it's all, you can purchase a stand, you can purchase a loop, or some people, especially the people who get the mini shoulder mounts, they don't get any stands or any loops and they just stick it to the wall as if it would be a shoulder mount in their office. And it's actually pretty funny looking.
It's like, what are they, like the jackalope or whatever, where they put the antlers on the rabbit and they put it on the wall. It's probably about that size if you get the big one, the extra large one.
Exactly. That's awesome. Oh, that's great.
But it's funny. I had someone, they got a shoulder mount of a spike one time, and it was just little tiny spike antlers, and it was his first buck. So the memory was incredible for him. But imagine that filling up the same space that something with a 10 point rack fills up. It was huge compared to the one with the rack. It looked like it would swallow it. So that's why we have the sizing options to where you can really pick what you want.
Got it. So now are you doing more than antlered animals? So like bears, foxes, anything like that? Are you open to that? Or
we do any species.
Anything. Wow.
Yeah. You've been doing fish here lately, right?
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of fish orders. So
I can see that off a photo and not want to spend them out, and you catch a nice rainbow or brookie or something like that, or bass. And I could really see that.
That big muskie I caught. I should send some pictures and videos of that, because that was unbelievably expensive.
There you go.
To have that thing mounted.
Yeah. And that's another thing, the fish mounts are like, to actually get a fish.
Oh man, they're crazy.
What the heck?
Now they just replicate it. Just give them a picture and they paint it.
Yeah, and you got to be, you can get like an actual, the life mount, but then they don't last because the oils in the skin come out and everything. So
right. And you don't get the meat.
Right. So, but no, it's cool.
Look at this. My wife just brought me a fish mount.
Aw, look at that.
This is a gold one.
That's cool.
There you go.
And so
how much time, you might be getting ready to get into this, but like, what would you say is average time you spend actually painting? Obviously the size is going to dependent, but
right.
What would you say average, you spend hand painting these?
Probably shoulder mounts the longest, I would assume.
Yeah. I actually really struggle with this question because they're like, I couldn't tell you, if with a, like for example, the alligator Euro mount that I'm working on, or the bear Euro mount, that's just bone color. So I'm doing bone color, and then I'm doing nice shadowing for the teeth and stuff like that. But that's nowhere near as time consuming as a shoulder mount with a buck that has nice coloration and he's been hitting rubs. So there's stuff, the color is changing all up and down his antlers. I think the longest I ever spent painting one was 7 hours straight. That was just because it was such a unique animal. I was like, I have a magnifying glass, like this big magnifying glass, and I was like an inch away from it trying to get every single detail because it was such a unique animal, and I wanted to make sure I captured that in the mini mount. So
real quick, does that magnifying glass, is it like on a stand and it comes down to the light?
Yep.
My grandma had one of those to read with, and we used to play with it as kids, and like we'd get so much trouble.
That is the exact thing I have. Yep.
Fly tires use them all the time.
Yeah.
That the light in the circle when they're tying flies, because it's so small
and
intricate. That's crazy.
So like, same thing with like double throat patches, stuff like that, right? You capture all that.
Yep. Yeah, when I say it's a replica, it's a replica. And the painting is, it's never going to be exact because you can't copy nature exactly. I'm only human and I have a paintbrush in my hand, but I try to get it for the painting as close as it possibly could be. The size, shape, everything, that's exact. But the painting is, always going to have slight differentiating pieces on it. But it's actually a selling point of mine. The mini mounts are always going to be one of one. Even if you order two of the same deer, the paint strokes are going to look slightly different. So every animal is one of one, just every mini mount's one of one, just like the animal it represents. So
nice.
Cool. That's a good slogan. Needs to be a t-shirt or something.
Yeah. Yeah, one of one, maybe one of one. excuse me. So where was I going to go with this? So did you have like art backgrounds, like, so when you were in school and like middle school and you were painting things, like, did you think one day you'd be painting little bitty bouts for money? Like there's obviously there's skill involved in this, right? Like, I mean, I can draw, but I'm not going to go out and be, spend money, people aren't going to buy it, but obviously you got talent in order to do that and replicate it as close as you can. So how'd you figure out that you can do that?
You started out with watercolors.
Yeah. Well, one, I
finger painting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you imagine a finger painted mini mount. Oh my!
I want to see the first one.
Yeah, this is actually the first one.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
The very first one I ever did.
Nice.
Wow. Now,
the stand is not the first stand I ever did, but I it doesn't really come up very well. But that, yeah, that's the very first one I ever did, which is why it looks terrible.
I don't know. From what we see, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. The lighting makes it look amazing. So you're good.
Yeah. That's why he's the one holding my business cards, because he's the OG.
Yeah.
He gets awesome. He gets front and center.
He gets the credit.
Yeah. That was the one that I was holding up in my hand when I said I did it. And my wife was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And how are we going to live on that?
Yeah.
That's what I get all the time.
Right. But yeah, for the painting, I mean, as a kid, you know, I drew and stuff like that, but nothing. I never thought that I would be in making money off of painting. And my buddy actually made fun of me the other day. He was like, Jake, you're a painter now. And I was like, I kind of sat back in my chair. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a painter.
No, you're an artist.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
You're an artist.
I'm a miniature taxidermist.
There you go. With less smell.
Yeah, significantly less.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, that's funny.
Super cool.
Well, they're super awesome. I mean, it's a great idea. It's a great concept, and you know, the growth there has just got to be astronomical. I mean, it's every year there's more and more and more. Like, it's you know, it's almost guaranteed. I don't want to say this, knock on wood, but it's almost guaranteed. It's almost guaranteed, right? Like, you know, because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, man, I have a couple bucks on the wall that I spent, you know, $600-$800 to mount, where if I knew this a couple years ago was a possibility, you know, probably wouldn't have done it, because this is a, you know, you get the best of both worlds with it. Right. But you know, that's pretty awesome.
That's what we're hoping for. And we have, I think we're at 20 partners across the US now. Either processing shops, taxidermy shops, skull shops. And so I think having those partners across the country who are going to be making mini mounts off of the local deer that get brought into them, I think that's gonna be a big boost for us going forward.
Yeah. So you mean by partners, like they'll sell it for you, basically pitch it for you, and then provide you, you'll make it, and then you'll provide the product for them.
Yeah, basically when people walk in to drop off their animal, they go, hey, have you heard of mini mounts? And then I've shown them all how to take the cell phone video of that I need in order to make the replicas. So then they'll send me the video. I'll get the mounts to the customer, and it's a win-win for everybody. They'll get a cut of the profit. I make the mini mounts, and the customer gets a palate cleanser until their real mount comes in.
Yeah. I was just going to say that, man. I could have my moose on the wall already.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll wait another year to get him back.
Well, it might be kind of going that direction, but I was sitting here thinking, like, possibilities being endless, if you will. I mean, museums, zoos, I mean, schools, I mean, anywhere that wants animals, you know what I mean, replicated, right, and displayed,
yeah,
that your business model, if you will, can go anywhere.
Yeah. And that's what we're hoping. And it's actually a new market has kind of opened up for me in the last 2 weeks, I'd say. We had someone reach out to us and say, hey, I live in a place where hunting really isn't a thing, but I play hunting video games a lot. Can you make me a mini mount, a physical mini mount of my in-game trophies? And I was like, I have a few questions.
I do too.
Yeah. And so I basically just asked them, I'm like, in the game, can you see the mount? Like, can you walk around it? And they're like, yes. And I was like, can you screen record your screen? Yes. And I was like, let's give it a go. And so it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It made my whole month. It's like you're playing a character in the game and you like hold weapons and stuff. But as they're filming the mount, their hands are moving in the bottom of the screen. And so I'm having to, while I'm 3D modeling, I'm having to like
the crop and fight the hands out to where I can get the sizing and stuff. But yeah, I was able to make a replica of their in-game animal and make it into a physical mini mount. And I posted about that. Oh, and now we're getting tons of orders for video game animals.
I showed my wife the video the other day and she was like, that is insane.
That's cool. I blew myself away with that one. I'm not gonna lie.
It's amazingly impressive, but I think I'm a little taken back by by that video game animals, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, it I don't know, the moose, the first one we did, which was a moose. I mean, it was the craziest looking moose you've ever seen in your life. It was insane. And so the fact, I think it helped the fact that that was the first video game one we did, which, I mean, showed that, hey, if we can do this.
You
can
do anything. Yeah.
Anything in the games. It really helped sell it a lot.
The one you did the other day was a red stag, right? It looked like a stag.
I did a stag recently. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Might have been. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And then you also have those people where their pets may have passed away and they want a replica, you know, like that's pretty easy, you know, with it. So it's endless. I mean, you know, you can, Troy, you can get a mini model of your wife done. And you can carry her around on your keychain.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
I don't need that.
You'd be surprised. We've had people do their pets, their grandpa. I mean, anything that you can record the 360 video of, we can do it. And so, I mean, the possibilities are truly endless.
That's funny. Well,
there's crickets chirping because we're all thinking.
Yeah, we're all thinking like, wow, what can we do?
Yeah, you were going to get say the endless.
Wait a minute. Where do we send these videos?
Yeah, right.
Can you shrink them or enlarge them?
Yeah. We forgot to tell you who our guest base was, so you're going to get some really crazy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't let my uncles hear this one because you don't know what you'll get with them. So, oh, God.
I will say it's got to be at least a 3-minute video. So whatever you're thinking, it's got to stay that size for 3 minutes.
No ground shrinkage heard.
I do not want to be hand painting certain things. So. That's funny.
Oh God, you're making Noel blush, Troy. So calm down.
No, it's all good. The kids are downstairs screaming. I don't know what the heck's going on. I'm texting them, shut up.
Don't worry, we can't hear it, so you're all good.
Okay,
we're all good. So it, you know, obviously we're here, we're talking to thousands of people. Like, what, how do we find you? Obviously you're on social media, you know, Ruts Mini Mounts, but how do I order, what do I do, you know, point them in the right direction.
Listening to the Bowman Podcast.
If it's archery, hunting, and anything outdoors, we're talking about it.
Now, back to the guys. Paul Romano Jr., Troy Forrester, and Cedric O'Hara.
Yeah, so it's just all through our website, which is linked on every social platform we have under Ruts Mini Mounts. Raccoon Rigs and Ruts Mini Mounts are actually sharing a website right now. Okay. Because websites are expensive.
Yes, they are.
And so it's raccoonrigs.com or raccoonmounts.com. And the process is super easy. All you have to do is record that video. And then whatever device that video is on, go to the website, select what you want. And then there's a button, a big black button that says upload your video here. You click that, video uploads directly to the site and you're off to the races.
So like we said in the beginning, what if there's not a video, right? So like someone's burnt in the fire or something, just whatever images you have, upload there.
Yeah. You can just upload the pictures that you do have in the same spot.
Okay, great. Now, what are there
turnaround time are you looking at?
So right now it's around 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks. It is just me doing this. So I think right now I'm cranking out about 4 or 5 orders a day. But I've got hundreds ahead of some of these people. Yeah. So that's why I like to give myself a little bit of a buffer because, like for example, I had this 9-inch Euro mount that
was done, processed, I panned it, I was ready to send it off. But before I send it off, I always pull up the video one more time and I look over it. And I had completely messed up on one of the spikes. It had like this weird little thing that came out, and you can't just not do that. So
yeah.
I had to redo entirely this 9-inch model. I'm only human. I'm a one man band, literally, from designing it, building out in 3D, painting it, boxing it up, shipping it, driving it to the post office, everything. So. That's why the time is a little bit large, but
yeah.
I promise it's worth it.
So I have a way you can make some money here, right? So you now on your website, you put a little button that says blemished items. So now you can sell that item that didn't have that because it's not the same exact deer. You missed a point, right? And maybe someone just wants one that's already done and you don't have to get rid of it. You could sell it, even if it's 10 bucks off or whatever. There you go. Plenty of people will do it.
Even thinking about that, I don't know. I'm
torn. Own a piece of my mistake.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome.
I'm torn on selling like stock animals. If I do, this is kind of my idea, and I haven't really said this out loud anywhere, so it's like being spoken into existence for the first time right now. But my idea is to have someone who's ordered a mini mount be able to agree to put their mini mount up on the website for sale as like a stock. Anybody can buy it, and then that person, whoever's mounted is, gets a cut of the profits.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Like pay royalties
if it's an insane deer and a bunch of people want it. Well, then they can just be making money on the side too.
Why not? Absolutely,
people would agree to that. I don't know why they wouldn't. Because want the notoriety and they want their animal shown too, you know.
Yeah,
that's right. Just like the Maxwell buck that Jake and I talked about with Johnny Maxwell at 214. That would be that'd be a pretty cool deer that we could do that.
Yeah. Any of the records that are out there, or record book, you know, people want that. Like I have a little booklet that has all the, you know, pictures of all the mounts of the record book deer and stuff like that. You know, people may want that because remember, like I have some here from my grandfather, but like plates and stuff like that were hand painted, but now they can have like a little 3D. It's like the next innovation. You know, you used to have like all those, I have a ton of them here. I keep looking at them, like all the little sculptures of deer and bear and stuff, like the ceramic stuff that they used to buy back in the 90s and stuff, like, you know, kind of gone away, but you know, now it's something different. Like I don't see why not. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest deterrent is taxes. I got to figure out how all that works with that. Like, there's like forms that I would have to have that person fill out, and they'd technically be a contract. It's just the government making things hard. That's the only reason why.
You know, or you could skip that.
Way to figure that out.
Have them sign a waiver that says, you know, like I agree to have this in the, you know, the shop to sell or whatever, and then you don't have to pay them or whatever, you know, you can do it either way. You know, so, or you just, you know, send them $5 on Venmo after that. There's always ways to do it. There's always ways, but we'll that's awesome. That's super cool. And I got to say, hunting season's probably, you're probably jammed right that. So when did this come about? So we can get a little bit of a timeline of how long this has been going on.
Well,
been pretty recent.
Yeah. So like I said, I was doing it for a while, not thinking anybody would buy it. And then I posted that post in the South Carolina hunting group in, I think, November of last year. And it blew up. And so then we made the Facebook page in November, started getting orders immediately. And then we were like, okay, there might be something here. So then we made the website and the social media and stuff in January of this year. And yeah, I mean, it literally hasn't stopped. It has not slowed down once. And me and my wife were talking. I was like, okay, like I know we're investing a lot into this. This website's expensive. All these supplies I need is expensive. I was like, you got to understand that it's not hunting season right now. So we're probably not going to get any orders until come September. Boy, was I wrong. It has been nonstop since we launched the website. And if it's like this now in the off season, golly, I'm excited for come September.
Yeah, you're not going to slow down. I mean, the more this gets
out, not going to sleep.
Just like we've said, all the possibilities are endless, and then all the different animals, all the different applications. I mean,
right?
That's cool.
Yeah, I might be teaching my wife how to 3D model and paint here soon.
There you go. Yep. So I guess my one last question about the product itself. So, like, if you wanted to hang it from your rearview mirror in the car, like you're in a parking lot, it gets 100-something degrees in the car, like it's fine. It's not gonna, you know, start bending on you and stuff like that.
Yeah, I got I put a heat gun up to it and got it to 450 degrees before it even started kind of showing any signs. So
you can bake a roast on that.
I was worried about down here in South Texas, where, you know, it's 115 degrees outside and truck will get, you know, 150, I would imagine, 160. I don't know, but
yeah. I think the melting point for the type of plastic I use is like 400 degrees. So
yeah,
so you're unless we're living in the devil's butthole itself.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Well, sweet, man. So you're on Facebook. You on Instagram too? Ruts Mini Mounts.
Sure.
Yeah, I can find you there.
One other thing too, we were talking about, you know, the options you have for sizes and all that and what you can do. I don't think we talked about, you can actually, you know, I think there's something on there where if you have a tine that was broken off of an animal, like if he had a drop tine that, you know, you got trail cam pictures of him with a drop tine, you actually shoot him, he doesn't have that drop tine anymore. You can actually recreate that by looking, have the deer, obviously the video, but have the picture to recreate that drop tine, correct?
Yep, that we provide antler fixing or anything like that. So yeah, we get a lot of that exact scenario you just described. We get a lot of that. So that is definitely something that we can do, and it honestly makes it a bit more fun. So please do it.
Cool. Awesome.
Nice.
That's super cool. Well, we appreciate it, man. It's a great product that you have. It's a great idea. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, you're sitting there one day thinking about it, and now here you are pumping these things out. That's pretty awesome. So, you know, because they only have, you know, what, the one hanging buck and that one antler thing that you could buy for your rear view mirror. That's like the only thing I've ever seen with it. Yeah. You know, so now you get it custom and all that. I just think about all the deer I could have, would have shot or wounded or anything like that, where you can have like a, you know, little memory of it, or got hit by a car. Yeah. I mean, we had, when I first moved into this house right here, we had a 190 something get hit by a car that we had on camera here, right outside of the road. So, I mean, you can get him mounted and, you know, there he is, you know, you gotta.
Exactly. Like I said, we got so many cool things coming. The one I'm most excited about is I love playing chess. It's like my favorite pastime. And so I'm developing an entire chess set. Each piece is your animal. The king,
that's awesome.
The rooks are bighorn sheep. And just, you can pick the species that you want for the whole thing. And it can be all your species, or it can be your main buck as the king or queen. And then the rest are just North American species.
Yeah.
So,
or if you're that good, they can all be your animals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I'm so excited about that.
That's gonna awesome. That's going to have to be a pre-made set right there.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. That, I will offer pre-made sets of that.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. That's the one I've been talking the most about, honestly. And we have cool stands coming out for our fish mounts where it looks like they're hooked and hanging from a, like a weight scale type thing. We've got a new stand coming out to where the picture of your gripping grin with the buck will be right underneath the mini mount of it. There's so much cool stuff we've got coming out. And so if we got this much right now and this much customization, I can't imagine where we're going to be at a year from now.
Oh, yeah. That's hopefully cool. You're in a shop somewhere with 20 other people making them, pumping them out.
Or I'm going to be bloodshot. See me crawling across.
Day 432, no sleep.
Exactly.
Hey, you'll be away from your 9-to-5, though, right? So
we'll see. I'm going to ride that cool. As long as it'll carry me.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, one more thing, though, real quick before we get to closing this out. I kind of know a little bit, but tell us the story about the name.
Rut's Mini Mounts?
Yeah.
So that's a quick story. My dog's name is Rut.
And so when I was building up this company, I was like, all right, mini mount sounds good, but it's got to be a personal touch to it. And my dog, he's got this, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a brick that he plays with, but it's in the shape of a French fry. It's the heaviest, loudest thing. And as I was thinking about names and stuff, and I was writing it down, kind of like drawing logos out, he came and he dropped that French fry on me. And it's like, plank. And I was like, what? And then thus was born Rutz Mini Mounts, because here's my dog wanting to be the center of attention. So you want to be the center of attention?
Yeah.
Here you go. You're the name of the business. He's the logo now. He's everything.
That is awesome.
Yep.
That's sweet. That's a good story.
Yeah. He's a, he does, he's a, it gets to his head though, I think.
Tell him, teach him to start painting.
Oh my gosh. Anything. Yeah. We always joke around that he's the CEO. It's Rutz Mini Mounts. He don't do a thing. Right. Just like he's the rest just of laying them. There as I'm slaving away on these mounts.
Oh boy. Yep. All the notoriety and all the credit and nothing. You get nothing.
It's terrible.
That's
funny. That's funny. Oh, awesome. Troy, you got anything else for no. Mr. Jake here?
No, I'm just sitting here thinking all the different applications and the mounts I've got and the mounts I want to get. And yeah, that's awesome. One more time, run by your like website, any where these people can find you.
Yeah. So you just type in Rutz Mini Mounts on Facebook or Instagram. We should come up. And then the website is either rutzminimounts.com or raccoonrigs.com. It'll take you both to the same place and you can place your order right on the website. And if you have any questions, you can send a message on the Facebook or Instagram. I'll answer it. I try to be pretty responsive on all there. And yeah, that about covers it.
It's awesome.
And sweet. It really is simple to do the video and send it in. And, you know, having his cell phone number, I texted him after going, hey, I uploaded it. Let me know because I want to make sure I did it right. And I don't remember when but he's like, yeah, man, it came out perfect. So it's not hard at all. Even a dummy like me can do it. So.
And then the thing is too, is like, if the video doesn't come out well, we have an option. We have like this thing on the website. You can just re-upload a new video and we'll send you an email telling you what was off about the video. So we make it as easy as possible.
Yeah. By we mean you, right?
Me and my dog.
Oh, so he watches the videos. Okay. Yeah, one button push. Doot, doot, doot.
Yep.
All right, Jake. Well, it's a pleasure having you. Troy, Noel, thanks as always for coming on. And this is the Bowman signing off. Make sure that you visit Rutz Mini Mounts and all he has to offer there. It's just a great product. Thank you all for joining in.
Two of the big buckets, 100 pounds. Like I said, 120 will run your mineral site all year long. And if people keep that system going, 40 now, 20 every 2 to 3 months, it brings you right back. And then it's just a consistent. So it's not only for that buck growing his horns, but that doe's pregnant in November, right? Yeah. December. It's automatically in her system. So exactly. Guess what? That fawn that comes out. So that's why we try to teach in the system. We've all been guilty, especially me growing up, you know, being a big bird hunter, is that you get closer to hunting season. You're like, oh, I need that next best thing. Well, that's great, but you really need it all year long to see the difference and the cost. Like I said, I quit running corn as soon as things start blooming, probably March up here, end of March, first of April. I don't run any more corn and I let it go all the way till about a week before season. And I always keep my mineral lick and my corn separate, just the way I've always done it. But everybody's like, you don't run corn all year? And I said, no. And actually, the first year that we used Build the Bone, we had 5 to 6 shooters. And we were considering 140-inch or bigger a shooter, right?
Yeah.
Down these big hills, Southern Ohio, it was different to us. It was harder hunting. I live up around these fields. I live where some of the biggest bucks have been killed here in Greene County, Warren County, Ohio, Clinton County, Ohio, the not poached record lately. I mean, I'm within 15 minutes of all these deer. And
was it your field that it was actually in?
I'm sorry.
Was it your field that deer actually was in when it got killed?
No. I wish. But I know exactly where it was at, which is even crazier.
That's why we know it was poached, because it was in this field. Yeah, over exactly. Build the bone.
Yeah. I had pictures, damn it. No. That's funny. But it truly is. It's different. And to watch the deer down there grow the way they're growing. And it's just, I was getting ready to say, some of these people have been on the same mineral. They're true to whatever they've been using 15, 20 years. I honestly don't know. And anybody could message me after this and tell me different, but I've not had one person go from using what they've been using all those years, use Build the Bone and go back to what they were using. I don't care if it's 10 years, 15, 20 years. So that's been
enough
impressive.
Said right there.
Do you do any preparation to your site, like right before you're going to apply it or whatever? Like, I know some people will kind of like disc up the ground or something to help it get in. What do you do anything like that?
I don't. I kind of was the field testing guy, and I started thinking it was funny. You know, so my one sister had 14 acres, so I went into weeds, literally grass up to my chest, and I dumped 40 pounds out. And in 2.5 weeks, it was down to bare dirt. And I was like, wow, what the hell's going on? You know? So I just kept trying different things and to see if there was a wrong way or a right way. I know people say scrape the ground back and do all that, which is, it's wonderful. You know, the leaching in the soil is where the deer feel more natural, right? But I dumped it on everything possible, anywhere possible, behind my house here and on a hillside, and they still tear it up. So there's really no wrong way to put it out.
Yeah. I mean, I just say, cause we've had some construction going on here and I just tilled up all the yard behind me for some gardens and stuff. The minute you disturb that soil, the deer come anyway. Yes. To it, yes. You know, whether there's something in it or not, they love it and they just sit there and they just graze on it. It's so weird to see. But you know, then you're throwing a mineral based product on top of that. It's definitely going to work, but I'm definitely intrigued, man. I mean, it's like I said, I've used a bunch of product that I haven't noticed a difference at all. It's the proof's in the pudding. I mean, it's there. And then I like that there's an actual process to use it. Like, cause most people are like, just put out as much as you can, like, you know, dump it on logs, right. Dump it on this. You need 300 pounds, like whatever. Like, no, there's actually like follow the process and you'll have enough to, you know, you don't need to go overboard with it, you know, because some people are like, dump 10,000 pounds of corn and, you know, you'll be great. More deer will come. But so that's what's attractive to me is that like, OK, this is how you use it and this is why.
Yes.
You know,
to be honest, it's affordable. It is affordable for every single one of us.
Yeah.
I'm in construction, you know, so every time we dig a basement, it is funny that deer tracks overnight automatically, you know, it's just, they can't help themselves. So, but it's affordable. And honestly, all that corn I was running all year long, not to mention all the other stuff I was putting in there, really.
Not to mention it's like $12 a bag now.
Oh man, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I was saving money, and the first year, like I said, we had $5 to $6 inventory as far as shooters, 140 and bigger. And mind you, when we got that property down there, 120, 130 inch deer were all the bigger we were seeing, you know?
Yeah.
And to watch this evolution, and we've shot 170s, and now we're watching bigger ones. And I feel like that's one of the hardest places to grow deer is in those big hill countries with very little food. So it's been awesome.
Great. So now how do our listeners here, how do they get it?
So you can go to buildthebone.com. We actually ship 20-pound bags out of there because that's the only way the postal service will take it. It's been the way that, you know, the biggest thing we face is the weight, right?
Yeah.
And the cost of it. So that's the hard part. We're slowly but surely.
First thing I got was bags. Back.
It was, yes. Yep. But you know, there's some people, like I said, your average hunter or most people like us, if you only have a couple sites, you don't mind spending that extra money for shipping because you only need 100 pounds for the whole year. And I've got guys in North Carolina order 4 buckets and they're like, I just have 2 sites. So I don't mind paying the shipping. You're saving me on the corn you're running all year. So it really works out. And we really try to help people with shipping. We're slowly getting to more stores. You're going to start seeing us really grow. Help of Final Descent and Noel and we're starting to get a base where people are recognizing us and stores are calling us to put them in there. We just had a guy from Louisiana, Patrick Savoy, out of the blue, calls Papa Bone. And I call him and he said, man, I've been watching you guys a year and a half. He said, something's different. He said, my wife owns a store. We'd like to put it in there. So it's not, I'm not even having to call stores. Stores are calling us and asking how to do it. So it's just, it feels really good because it's just, everything is coming together and everything is coming naturally, you know, and I don't care if it takes 50 years. I tell the guys all the time, if you sell 1 million buckets and you don't make $1 a bucket, that's a pretty darn good year. So the most exciting thing is that it's affordable. People love it. People consistently say good things about us. And you know, it's like building a good house with somebody, right? One person says one bad thing, it messes up the 20 you did before that. So to have all the praises and all the people and the people like Noel been in the industry for so long, do this and see this and promote us is just like, I don't have to say anything else. Like, listen to them again, just try it for yourselves.
Yeah.
I can tell you, you guys know, I run several different, social media platforms for several different companies in this industry. And I don't have any like Build-A-Bone where there's so many people that are sending us messages. I mean, and they're just fired up about what they're seeing. And I tell Shane about it all the time. It just blows me away because as many platforms as I run, I don't see even close to that with anybody else. I mean, not even a smidgen. And that just goes to show you that people are really seeing what's going on with it. And they're getting excited about it.
I love it.
Sweet. Yeah. And that's why, you know, that's why you're here. You know, we believe in the products that we use and what's out there. And, you know, Noel said that you're excited to come on and be a part of it and pitch the product and however we can help, you know, you guys drive your business and move it forward. I know that, you know, I own a shop as well. So maybe we'll chat a little bit after this and, you know, see if we can get some in there. And, you know, Cedric can't use it down there, but I know Troy can. And
oh, yeah, I got a couple places in mind already.
We can get this stuff growing, but I appreciate you coming on there, Shane, and you know, talking about the product and pitching it out there to our guests. We've been growing here over the past year. We've had a bunch of great guests coming on, and near one of them. And you know, thank you to Noel and Cedric for coming on and being a part of this. But guys, have any parting words for us here before we move on?
Yeah, I got a truck full of it right now. I can't wait to get down there and get it out. So
yeah, there you go.
Just we really do need. Huh? Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say thank you guys so much. Like, you don't even know. I'm so backward when it comes to this kind of stuff. Noel laughs at me all the time. it's just to even be on this, it feels awesome. But all the credit goes to Papa Bone. All those years, you know, his son Corey is part owner with us. He's created the logo. The people love the logo, whether their name's Brian or their last name, not even Honey, you know what I mean? People love the logo and they love our saying. So it's just kind of an all around. And, you know, one of the Kyle Colbreth is Corey's brother, Papa Bone's other son. And he said, you know, for us, it's not just hunting. It's a way of life. And so the last t-shirt we made, it's got a black bee on it. And on the back, it's got an old tree stand reminds them of their grandpa's stand they grew up in. And on the back of it, it says, it's a way of life. And then down in the corner in the high grass, it's got a deadhead kind of hiding. You got to look close to find it. But Corey's the creative man behind this. Jerry's our other partner. He's our business development. The four of us are excited. And like I said, I can't thank you guys enough for even being on here. I would never guess that we'd be to this point. So thank you.
Awesome.
You gotta bring Papa Bone with you next time. That's absolutely all I ask. I wanted you to get on here the first time, and then next time let's have him on.
Yeah. Oh, we will.
We gotta do that. You know, absolutely.
You can't help but love him. You really can't.
He's something else.
He is something else. So we'll definitely do that. Maybe we'll get all four of us together and we'll do another one. It'd be wonderful. You guys would. You need to meet the man behind it all. I mean, he's, like I said, I already said it, but he's as genuine as the day is long. And just never intended to sell it, but it's so proud. When people come up to the shows, it's not, he doesn't care if you buy 10 buckets or one bucket. He just wants them to try it. And he's so proud. People now, the people we've been around long enough, they come, especially the Columbus, Ohio show, and they're like, Papa Bone, women, men, everybody, boys, girls, said, look at the deer I shot last year using Build the Bone. And that fills that man's heart more than anything. And
nice.
And so that's what it's kind of all about. And get to this point with it being that way, I just think it's going to continue to go. And it's doing the right thing, and it's working, and it's, I don't know, it's fun. I think it's meant to be. For some reason I'm here. I can't explain why, but...
Great. Well, we appreciate you being here with us and going through it. So we will definitely, shout this from the rafters and get everyone out there looking at it. And we'll go from there. But we appreciate you having on, Shane, Noel, Cedric, Troy. Any last parting words from you all?
No. Thanks for being on.
All right.
Thanks. Been a good one. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet everyone.
Get you on. We've talked about it for a while. I'm glad you're on now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Bowen Podcast. Every show is a testosterone-fueled adventure. If it's archery, hunting, anything outdoors, working out, we're talking about it. Thanks for coming over. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, give us a like, rating, review, and subscribe to the show. Hook up with us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at the Bowman Podcast. Be safe out there, and we'll see you next time on the Bowman Podcast.